Okay, Parshas Noach, there's a very telling Rashi. The Torah says that Noach and his family entered the Teva Mipnei Mei Hamabul. They entered the Teva because of or from the waters of the Mabul. And Chazal saw in those words something very strange, because they entered the Teva, Mipnei Mei Hamabul. So Chazal say, Rashi brings, Noach Miktanei Emunahoyo. Noach was lacking something in the ultimate levels of Emuna. Ma'amin ve'eino ma'amin. He was a believer, and he wasn't such a believer. And he didn't enter the Teva until ad shedochkuhu mehamabul, until he was forced in, thrust in, pushed in by the waters of the Mabul. That's what Rashi says. And if you think about it, it seems very bizarre. Noach was ish tzadik, Noach ish tzadik, tomo hoye b'day roysov, eso elokim hishalech Noach. He walked together with Hashem. He communicated with Hashem. Hashem spoke to him and said to him, there's going to be a Mabul, and this is what he should do, take in so much and so much animals, and this, and what's going to happen. He told him to make a teva. Besides his direct communication, this ish tzadik, tomim hoye b'day roysov, esu elokim hishalech Noach, besides his direct communication with Hashem, Hashem speaking directly and telling him there's going to be a Mabul, he spent 120 years building the Teva and preaching to a whole generation that there's going to be a Mabul. Why am I building a Teva? Because it's going to be a Mabul, and unless you do tshuva, this is what's going to happen. So here you have a man who is on such a level, Esrelikim Eshalich Noach, and he spoke directly, Hashem told him there's going to be a Mabul. And he preached for 120 years to his generation, there's going to be a Mabul. And when push comes to shove, when it comes Lamaisa, he didn't enter the Teva ad shedochku hamayim, until the water thrust pushed him in, because he was mamin ve'eno mamin. He was a mamin. Hashem spoke to him. He knew. He spent his life preaching about it. But there was some slip. Eino mamin. There was a piece there that enabled him to doubt and to wonder and to think, how do I know? Maybe, 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 maybe. And because of that, he couldn't or he didn't bring himself to enter that teva until he was forced into it, mipnei mehamabul. We see from here, I think, a lesson that's extremely, extremely relevant. That emuna is very, very slippery. That as much as a person can have, and how could you have more than Noach, who Hashem spoke to directly, and when it comes to Emuna in that there's going to be a flood, Hashem told there's going to be a flood. What could be more powerful than that? And he spent so many years preaching about it. But Emuna is shaky. And I guess the pshat is the Yetzer Hara works very hard to compromise our Emuna. That's his job. Our job is to overpower the Yetzer Hara with the Yetzer Tov. Our job is to rededicate and reinforce the Emunah in ourselves. But the Yetzer Hara works overtime. And even in Noach, who had spoken directly to Hashem, Hashem spoke directly to him and told him about the Mabul, and had spent so much time in his life preaching it that there's going to be a Mabul. But he too was vulnerable to that Yetzer Hara that could make him a little bit shaky, and didn't enter that Teva. Ad shedochkuhu hamayim. The mayim forced him in. Not just it rained a lot and it was getting wet, but it forced him into the teva. Until that point, he was still able to have some doubt. And that is really the koyach hayetzer. That is truly the koyach hayetzer. Now, I think this is very, very significant, because we know, the Ramban tells us, and other mefarshim, and we've referred to this many times, that kol haboiteach ma'amin, anyone who has bitochon has to be a ma'amin. Because if I don't believe, if my emunah is not strong, if I don't know that Hashem is the Kol Yochol. He can do anything. He has no limitation. He's involved with every detail of our existence. There's Ashkocha Protis. And all that I know about Hashem and His Molei Chesed and Rachamim, without that, then how could I have Bitochon? Who am I trusting? How can I trust? There's no one to trust. There's no one that's trustworthy. Terence says, I know, I believe, I have emunah of everything about His trustworthiness and His greatness and His power and His concern and His involvement and everything. And the question is, can I muster the trust after that to be confident that He's going to help me? To be so confident that I live with menuchas hanefesh, with peace of mind, that I forge this intimate relationship with Hashem based on the fact that I'm just so confident that He's going to deal positively with me. That's an outgrowth of the emunah. So emunah is really a critical basis for which to have any bitochon. And if Noach had a problem with his emunah, which it seems he did, whatever the level was, but ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin, he waited until the mayim pushed him in. Halachas kama v'kama, we should be concerned that we have to constantly be mechazek ourselves. The truth of the matter is that we see this very same concept with the Dor Dea, with the Dor that lived the 40 years in the Midbar, the greatest generation in Jewish history, the Dor Dea, the generation that stood by Har Sinai and heard Hashem speaking directly to them and giving them the Torah. The generation that lived for 40 years in the Anani HaKovod and the Amud Eish and the with the man at their doorstep every single day. V'lechem yomayim b'yom hashishi. This was a unique generation. This was a generation that reached the highest levels and stood by Har Sinai, heard Hashem speaking to them. So nisim gluyim, simlos choloi bolsum aleichem, v'ragel choloi botseko ze'ar bo'im shono. Their clothing didn't soil, and their feet didn't become sore. 40 years wandering in a desert. And to this generation, Moshe Rabbeinu, in his final speech, says to them, v'yodato hayoim, you know it this day, Vashevoiso el levovecho ki Hashem hu elukim vashemai mimal valoretz mitochas einoid. Return it to your heart that Hashem is God, mishemai mimal on the heavens and the oretz, the earth below, einoid. Beinishalelam. What's going on over here? This is the generation that heard Hashem speak. This is the generation that lived with Nisim Gluyim 40 years in the Midbar. This is the generation that had mun at their doorstep. They had had mun that day for breakfast. And to them he says, v'ashivoyis el avovecho, return it to your heart. The Targum says, v'ashivoyis is a loshen hashova, usasuv lelibuch, return it to your heart. What in the world is going on over here? It seems again that on the highest level, maybe even a higher level than Noach, the Dor Dea, and they knew, they witnessed the ultimate miracles. They saw, they heard, they saw the Koilis who broke him, the Pasuk says. They heard Hashem speaking to directly to them. They lived with a life of miracles for 40 years, Anari Yaakov and Amud Eish, and the Slov, and the Be'er, and the Mon, and so forth and so on. This generation, Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, you know it, of course you know it, you know, knowledge is clear. Return it to your heart, and it's a Loshen, again and again in Hashivoy, so return it, return it, return it. Because it's constantly capable of getting lost. And that's the power of the Yetzer Hara. Achoshev Arov in Brooklyn, when he was learning in the Koilil years ago, told me, he says, he leaves his Rosh Hashiva's picture on his desk. And when he wants to do something that the Rosh Hashiva wouldn't approve of, takes the picture and puts it face down. He was joking, I'm sure, but we do that to the Rabbeinu Shalalem. We want to do things sometimes which are not in sync with that which he expects or desires from us. So we sort of pretend that he's not there. We sort of ma'amin ve'eino ma'amin. We put the picture down. We cover it up. We lose focus. Of course, intellectually, I know But it has to be v'ashevo yisrael levovecho. It has to penetrate my heart, my shnei yitzhorecho, and not let the yitzhorah overpower me and confuse me and get me to take the picture and put it face down. And this is the nesoyon that everybody has. The Dordea had it, Noyach had it, and we certainly have it too. So therefore, it's so critical in this generation especially, as is in every generation, to strengthen again and again and again our basis of emunah. How do we do it? Well, we have many ways to do it. But I remember fondly a summer time that I spent a lot of time with one Rebbe Yitzchak Shlema Zilberman. Rebbe Yitzchak Shlema Zilberman was a brilliant man. He was the one who has all those chadorim in the old city, and there, you know, the kids wear tefillin all day. I used to see them playing soccer with their tefillin on. Very, very interesting bunch over there. Anyway, but he was a brilliant man. And I spent once a long time talking to him, and he told me, he said, somebody once tapped him on the shoulder in shul and asked him, he says, prove to me in one sentence that the Torah is from Hashem, Torah min Hashemayim. So he said to him like this, he says, where do you find a book, a volume, a work, that a three-year-old child and a 95-year-old scholar who studied it 1,000 times can both find sipuk, satisfaction, interest, relevance, inspiration, enjoyment? A little kid learns Chumash for the first time, there's something there for him. And we learn it again and again and again, and every year, again, the same parasha again, and new insights, new feeling, new inspiration. Only Hashem can author such a volume. Now, I think that this is something that it really isn't the issue whether that's the machazik or not, but we have to constantly look to be machazik ourselves. Because the more we are machazik in the yesoides or emuna, the more that we can not only fulfill the mitzvah, but the more that we have the opportunity to strengthen our bitochen as well. One of the things that are very helpful in being mechazek emuna is seeing the chesed Hashem in action, in real time, in real life action. And maybe even more important or more beneficial than seeing the Chesed Hashem in action later in life is to see it at the earliest stages in life. Because the more that this concept of Hashem's Chesed sets into our lives at the earliest stages of our lives, the more we build on it. And the more even the vicissitudes of life and all the confusion and the challenges that come, they're in the context of, we know Hashem's chesed. We know Hashem's personal involvement. We know Hashem's love. And therefore, when we see things that are confusing, it helps minimize to some degree the confusion, because we know we have this foundation, this, so to speak, girsa de yankisa of Hashem's chesed and Hashem's love for us. And I'm fond of telling the story. I've told it recently on a production that we had, but it's, to me, it was a basis for a lot and with my family. We were living in the San Fernando Valley, and it was difficult there trying to build the yeshiva there, and financially it was sometimes disastrous. And it was a summer night, and my oldest child was in a day camp, and it's about 10:30 at night, and she says she's going on a trip tomorrow with the day camp, and she needs 75 cents to be able to buy a soda. It's very hot in L.A. in those days, I mean, in the summer days. So I said, I don't have 75 cents. I didn't. Things were pretty tough those days. So she said, what should I do? I said, you should say Tehillim. She said, she wasn't too happy with the Eitzah, but okay, good kid. Father says, say Tehillim. She's saying Tehillim. In the middle of Tehillim, she lifts up her head and she says, I don't get it. I need the money now. I'm leaving early in the morning. What's going to happen? Well, Her little sister was saying it with her, says, maybe someone will think they have to give you. What kind of... Gornish. They left. She left the next morning. She didn't have her 75 cents. She comes back with the following report. A girl, a friend of hers, from school, who was also in the camp, Purim time at the Purim carnival, borrowed 75 cents from her. And they had completely forgotten about it. Never talked about it. It was just like one of those things, forgotten. She wakes up that morning, this girl, and says, I owe the Cohen girl 75 cents. I'm bringing it to camp to pay her back. Out of nowhere, 4 or 5 months later, all of a sudden, she wakes up, and this thought that she hadn't thought about for months, and she brings it, of course. The kids saw Tilim works, Hashem gets involved, he cares about small things, even 75 cents, and it provided a foundation for a deep sense of emunah in the chesed Hashem, in the involvement of Hashem in our lives, in the involvement of Hashem with the smallest details of our lives, and in the efficacy and the power of tefillah, of tehillim. It's real. And that formed such a strong basis for these two kids and for the other kids to eventually, you know, strengthen and strengthen, ever strengthen that sense of emunah Hashem. And once we have that depths of emunah, the bitochen is not far behind. I don't know if any people here had seen it, but we put out, actually we did it a few years ago, it's been up on our website, but just last week we put out a video, a very short video. I understand hundreds of people watched it, a short 3-4 minute clip on Noach's Ark. And it was a very, very interesting piece. And basically, it was an opportunity to be mechazek emunah. Why? Because Chazal derived from the psukim the exact measurements of the ark. And it seems that as seafaring science has developed over the millennia, to this very day, the formula, the balance, the proportions that are most successful at withstanding the storms and the upheavals that ship, traveling on the oceans entail, is exactly the formula, exactly the proportions that Noach used for the Teva. Like, here we are a few thousand years later. Here we are, such advancements in science, and they document it, and it's a short little thing. I'm sure it's out there, and if not, it's on the Priority One website on the Divine Fingerprints series. There's a number of videos there. But just the thing, a little chizuk in emunah. Look at that. The Torah, written so many thousands of years ago, 3,332 years ago, about a tkufa which was even 1,000 years before that, or more than 1,000 years before that. Yes, much more than 1,000 years before that. And describes the exact proportions of the plans to make a seafaring vessel that can withhold the storms, and did it have to withhold the storms during the Mabul? That's the formula that... the only formula, the best formula that's used to this very day. Again, a little thing, but every little thing counts to strengthen us, because we have to constantly strengthen that emunah, because even though we know it be a dia, the heart gets a little nervous. When the heart wants to do something, we would really like to take Hashem's picture and put it face down. But the stronger the realization of that emunah, the stronger the more the intensity of that realization, the harder it is to take the picture. It's a heavier picture. You can't just take it and put it face down. And therefore, that helps a lot in the expanding and developing of our emunah. I think that I think it's important to note that there was a time when there was resistance to discussing Emuna. I believe that that resistance was based on something that we're really not even talking about today. The Chavos Halevavos has a Shara Yichud, Yichud Hashem, and philosophical, intellectual proofs of the existence of Hashem. The Goyin says not to learn that Shara Yichud. We're not capable. And many have taken from that. We don't talk about Emuna. You know, Emuna is too delicate to talk about. Who knows what? But the Goyin says something that sometimes people forget. He says, substitute for that Shara Yichud, the Sefer HaKuzri HaRishon, that it's a very special Sefer and it has the foundations of Emuna of Yahadus. And that's what we're talking about. The Kuzri approach was only to recognize that Klal Yisrael is unique, the only nation that has ever or will ever, the Torah tells us, claim that they had a public revelation by the Creator Himself, by the one who demonstrated His creative powers in front of millions of people in the miracles He did in Mitzrayim, came to Har Sinai, directed us to Har Sinai, appears to us again and speaks directly to us and says, Sholom Aleichem Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicho Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember all those miracles? Remember the godliness that you saw? Remember the powers of creation that you saw exhibited in Mitzrayim? That's me. C'est moi. I'm the one. I am the one that did all of that. And now I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to give you my Torah. And the fact that this is the foundation of Yahadus, and the contrast that no other nation, no other religion, no other das in the world has ever made such a claim, and not even made it such a claim, that public miracles, public revelation, millions of eyewitnesses passing it on to future generations. And the truth of the matter is that you can't really make such a claim unless it happened, because, you know, if you want to claim about a private revelation, I had a revelation that Hashem appeared to me privately, okay, maybe you can get away with that, maybe not. Some people would believe it, some people wouldn't. But a public revelation? You people witnessed it, you saw it, you participated in it. If they didn't, they would deny it, never pass it on to the next generation. So we have very, very unique concepts in Yahadus. But the point is, we do have to strengthen it. The Ramban says that it's a mitzvah saseh, zocher esayim, zocher hishomer lechoshmar nafshecho pentishkach esadvorim asherro einecho, that you have to remember every day Maimon Har Sinai, never to forget Maimon Har Sinai. Seems the Rambam doesn't list that as a mitzvah, because the Rambam, it seems, feels that when a person studies Torah seriously and he sees the Siyata Dishmaya Hashem helping him to understand the confusions that he felt was so difficult to get, then that's in itself gives him a sense of Maimon Har Sinai. He remembers Maimon Har Sinai. He feels it. But it's critical. It's a critical thing. We have to work on it. We have to review it. We have to remember it. We have to relive it. Because that is really the foundation. And it's so easy to put down that picture. It's so easy to have heard Hashem speak like Noach did, to be a tzaddik, to spend 120 years building an ark and lecturing to a whole generation that there's going to be a flood. And when it comes to going into the teva, he couldn't bring himself to go in. That's the power, the slippery slope, and the power that the Yitzhara has to shake and to confuse our Emuna. And therefore it's very important to find every opportunity to strengthen it. Everything that strengthens Emuna is so worthwhile, is so beneficial, and the more strength that Emuna has, the more strength, the more capability we have of achieving Bitochen. And Bitochen really is is such a motivation to work on emuna. Because if a person knows the koyach habitochon, the koyach that bitochon has to grant him the wishes of his heart, the koyach that bitochon has to give him a menuchas hanefesh, a peace of mind, because it's Hashem's problem, I don't have to worry. The koyach that bitochon has to cement his relationship with his Creator in an inseparable bond. Person who's aware of that, so it's worth it. I got to work on this emuna. I need the emuna to get the bitochon. I need the bitochon to get through this world. And therefore, I think it's very important to do whatever we can. And there's so much about, there are so many books written today, so many books about Hashgacha Pratis, so many books about the Nevuas in the Torah that came to pass, even though they were the most unlikely predictions that anyone could imagine. And so much information that we find in the Torah and in Chazal that no human being could have possibly known at the time that they were written. All of this serves to be mechazik a person and to give him a deeper and a greater sense of appreciation of Hashem and his powers and his love and his involvement and his concern. And memela serves as a basis for him to develop more and more a greater sense of bitochen in Hashem. So I think that we should not resist any opportunities to strengthen emunah. We should rather embrace them and try to expand them as much as possible. It happens to be that amongst our publications, we have a little volume entitled Torah Min HaShemayim, and basically it is on each parsha has like a little vort to be mechazek emuna, and a little bit of an explanation of the benefit of the mitzvahs. A very powerful combination, because when I know that it's going to benefit me, then I really want to recognize it and accept it. If I don't think it's going to benefit me, it's just going to be a burden. That's where the Yetzer Hara comes in and resists. So something like that. It's called Torah Min HaShemayim. It's available. It's free of charge. It's on the website. It could be ordered if you call. But things like this, whatever we could do, lav dafka that, anything, the more we're mechazik, the emunah b'Hashem, the stronger the basis we have for bitochen, and the happier and healthier and more peaceful life that we will have. Okay, good night to everybody.